I thought it was just me, but it isn't. Telling the truth about perfectionism, inadequacy, and power. Written by Brené Brown. Narrated by Lauren Fortgang.
When people ask me how I became a shame researcher, I tell them that my career was built around one sentence. You cannot shame or belittle people into changing their behaviors. When I was in my 20s, I worked in a residential treatment facility for children. One day during a staff meeting, the clinical director, who oversees the therapeutic work done with the children, spoke to us about helping the kids make better choices. He said, "I know you want to help these kids, but you must understand this. You cannot shame or belittle people into changing their behaviors." He went on to explain that regardless of our intentions, we can't force people to make positive changes by putting them down, threatening them with rejection, humiliating them in front of others, or belittling them. From the moment the words were spoken, I was absolutely overwhelmed by this idea. For weeks, I thought of little else. Yet no matter how long and hard I thought about it, or how many times I repeated the statement out loud, I couldn't get my head around it. There were minutes when I thought it was, at best, pie in the sky, wishful thinking. And then there were brief seconds when I believed it was the truest thing I'd ever heard. But despite my confusion, I recognized that there was something incredibly important about understanding shame. As it turned out, I spent the next 10 years of my life researching shame and its impact on our lives. I eventually left my job at the residential treatment facility to attend graduate school. Over the next 7 years, I earned master's and doctoral degrees in social work. My entire education was driven by that powerful proposition: you cannot shame or belittle people into changing their behaviors. I wanted to understand how and why we use shame. I also wanted to understand the consequences of attempting to use shame to change people. It's not that I publicly studied shame. I just listened, learned, and tested every piece of new information against that proposition. Here's what I have learned. Can you use shame or humiliation to change people or behavior? Yes and no. Yes, you can try. In fact, if you really zero in on an exposed vulnerability, you could actually see a very swift behavior change. Will the change last? No. Will it hurt? Yes, it's excruciating. Will it do any damage? Yes, it has the potential to scar both the person using shame and the person being shamed. Is shame used very often as a way to change people? Yes, every minute of every day.